Tom Courtney was butchering the venison he had killed that morning. Under the wagon tent, one of the servants was turning the handle, another feeding the strips of fresh meat into the sausage-making machine. Sarah was working at the nozzle from which the paste oozed, filling the long tubes of pig's gut. Tom straightened up, glanced out across the felt, and spotted the distant dust cloud raised by flying hoofs. He swept off his hat and used it to shade his eyes against the cruel white glare. "Rider," he called to Sarah, "coming fast." She looked up, but kept the long coils of sausage running between her fingers. "Who is it?" she demanded. Of course, with a mother's instinct, she knew who it was, but she did not want to jinx it by saying the name until she could see his face. "It's himself," Tom cried, "or if it is not, I will shave my beard. The little devil must have succeeded in showing Caesar a clean pair of heels." For weeks they had waited, worried, and tried to cheer each other, insisting that Jim was safe, while hope eroded with the passage of the long days. Now their relief and joy were unbounded. Tom seized a bridle from the rack on the tailboard of the wagon and ran to one of the horses tethered in the shade. He slipped the bit between its jaws and tightened the cheek strap. Scorning a saddle, he went up on its bare back and galloped out to meet his son. Jim saw him coming and rose in the stirrups, waving his hat over his head, hooting and bellowing like an escaped maniac. They raced towards each other, and then, as they came level, dismounted on the run, hurled by the momentum of their mounts into each other's arms. They hugged each other, beat each other on the back, and danced in a circle, trying to swing each other off their feet. Tom ruffled Jim's long hair and pulled and twisted his ears painfully. "I should thrash you within an inch of your life, you little skellum," he scolded. "You have given your mother and me the worst days of our lives." He held him at arm's length and glared at him lovingly. "I don't know why we bothered. We should have let Caesar have you, and good riddance." His voice choked, and he hugged Jim again. "Come on, boy. Your mother's waiting for you. I hope she gives you a royal slice of her tongue." Jim's reunion with Sarah was less boisterous, but if anything, even more loving than it had been with his father. "We were so worried about you," she said. "I thank God with all my heart for your deliverance." Then her first instinct was to feed him. Through mouthfuls of jam roly-poly and milk tart, he gave his parents a colourful, if expurgated, account of his exploits since he had last seen them. He did not mention Louisa, and they were all aware of the omission. At last Sarah could contain herself no longer. She stood over him and placed her fists on her hips. "That's all very well and good, James Archibald Courtney, but what about the girl?" Jim choked on the tart, then looked shamefaced and at a loss for words. "Out with it, boy," Tom said in support of his wife. "What about the girl, or woman, or whatever she may be?" "You will meet her. She's coming now," Jim said in a subdued voice, and pointed to the horses and riders coming towards them across the plain in a cloud of their own dust. Tom and Sarah stood together and watched it drawing closer. Tom spoke first. "Ain't no girl there that I can see," he said with finality. "Zama and Bakat, yes, but no girl." Jim jumped up from the trestle table and came to join them. "She must be—" His voice trailed off as he realized that his father was right. Louisa was not with them. He ran to meet Zama and Bakat as they rode into camp. "Where is Welanga? What have you done with her?" Zama and Bakat looked at each other, both waiting for the other to answer. At times such as these, Bakat could be conveniently mute. Zama shrugged and took the responsibility of replying. "She will not come," he said.
"Why not?"
Jim shouted.
"She is afraid."
"Afraid?" Jim was puzzled.
"What has she got to be afraid of?"
Zama did not reply, but glanced significantly at Tom and Sarah.
"What a time for her to start jibbing!"
Jim strode towards where Drumfire was enjoying a nosebag of oats.
"I will go and fetch her."
"No, Jim," Sarah called softly, but in a tone that stopped him in his tracks. He stared at his mother.
"Saddle Sugarbush for me," she told him. "I will go to her."
From the saddle she looked down at Jim.
"What's her name?"
"Louisa," he answered. "Louisa Leufen. She speaks good English." Sarah nodded.
"I may be some time," she said to her husband. "Now don't come looking for me, do you hear?" She had known Tom from girlhood and loved him past the power of words to describe, but she knew that at times he had the tact of a wounded bull buffalo. She flicked the reins, and Sugarbush cantered out of camp.